Hello, everyone, and welcome back, finally, to the crew of the Cosmic Orca. Last we left off, even though for later on in the future, there's really not going to be any break between this, you'll be able to listen to it before, the crew got Astrid recovered from her gunshot wound. The crew made it to a naval base. Kaelin got some combat armor. They were able to finally fix up their robot that they got a very long time ago and discover that it was basically a murder robot or a killbot named HK-13. And then they're on one of their last jumps before they make it to Crimson Syndicate territory. And they have dropped HK off. They're landing on the planet too, but HK is currently down planet side mowing down zombies. And that was where we left off last time. Before we get started, let's go ahead and reintroduce everybody here. Go ahead, take it away.
Okay, I'm Emily. I play Astrid. And a fun fact about Astrid is she's never had macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Hi, I'm Richard, and I'm Commander Kaelin Vess. And my fun fact is, since receiving it, Kaelin now knows it takes exactly 3 minutes and 22 seconds to properly lint roll the commander jacket that his crew got.
Did he stopwatch time himself to do it? Changing
the... Absolutely. He does every time he leaves his room for the first time in the day. He knows it's like it's 3 minutes, 22 seconds.
He has
seconds.
Exactly right. One sip of water and then lint rolls.
Yes.
but like he sips and then... Go.
I'm Trey. I play Esquire Cumberbatch, aka Squid. Fun fact about Squid is he is a really talented swimmer.
Wow.
He did in college. He was on the swimming team.
Nice.
Yes, and I think we said that I like to swim too in the past. They probably swim.
That would make sense.
They swim together?
They probably do. My name is Paul, and I play Aster Tidian III. And fun fact about Aster is that he is pretty ambidextrous, and actually sometimes using a scalpel prefers his left hand than his right hand to, you know, carefully scalpel. Only with plants. He wouldn't do that on a person. But with plants,
I was just thinking about that.
He strengthens his left hand by focusing on it during.
Wow. These were all really great fun facts this time.
Well, and then I'm also Alex. I'm the referee. I live somewhere else now than I did before. I live by a train. So that's my new fun fact. I live by a train track. So that's exciting for me.
So the train will be a special guest moving forward.
Train will periodically be in the background from time to time, and there's really nothing I can do to fix that. So it's just how life's gonna be.
It's just the sky hammer passing by.
That's right.
Repeatedly checking in on Astrid.
Yep.
As Ral is wont to do.
Yes. So
once an hour.
He's not clicky. It's fine.
No. He's not protective.
Not at all.
So anyway, you guys landed the ship on one of the empty docking bays that HK cleared out for you. Actually pretty much cleared out most of the port because zombies are very easy targets. You don't know how well he handles monsters or anything like that because you just haven't physically seen him do that. But yeah, the spaceport is empty. So what would you guys like to do? You guys are on the ship still.
Let's fucking go.
Should we just park right in?
I mean, should we do a sensor sweep and see what else is out there before we just go marching boldly onto the surface, or?
Marching boldly got us pretty far last time we encountered these things.
You can do that if you want.
And we have HK. He's got it.
Yeah, he's fine. Everything's fine.
Vasquez is here, right?
Yes.
I like the idea of a sensor sweep. We should go ahead and do that, right?
I agree.
Okay.
So someone make that, is it intelligence or education is better for you? I don't remember.
Electronics. So
I think your education is better than your intelligence.
My education is better.
Okay. So make it, yeah. Electronics education. If you have sensors, add it to the roll.
Ooh. 13.
Jeez. Okay. So your sensor sweep goes off very well. And basically as it's kind of sweeping out, your sensors, because this isn't your first rodeo on this, you do, your sensors are calibrated to basically pick up the zombies. They can't quite pick up the monsters because there's something different with that. They just kind of register as living somethings. HK is on the sensors. He is just kind of out and about, you know, just having a great time mowing down the undead. And you can see a couple kilometers away, well, about a kilometer away, where the SOS signal that pulled you guys in the first place, you can actually see where that is.
There is a
path. I mean, you're going to run into some resistance most likely, but you're able to get a pretty direct path to it.
From the landing site?
From the landing pad, yeah. From the spaceport or the whatever, like the airport.
If we could get Aster a sample of the monsters, DNA, do you think, could we calibrate the sensors to pick them up as well? To be more, a little more accurate? Yeah,
it's possible.
True, because so far I only have a sample from the big, well, I do have a sample from the big monster, actually. That is the blood that I have.
So the sensors didn't pick up any of those big ones.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, I feel more comfortable if we're going to venture out now. Let's suit up. How many minutes does it take to put on your combat armor?
Combat armor? I haven't timed that yet.
You have enough time.
At least five. At least 5 minutes.
Yeah, you'll have plenty of time. There is like actual like amount of time I think it takes to do that, but I don't feel like looking up. So we'll just say you have plenty of time to do that.
Squid straightens his tie.
Ready.
As Kalen is putting on his combat armor, Vasquez approaches you, Squid, and is like, listen, like, I know you like to look good while you're out there, but you need something with a little more protection.
I mean, it's got protect in the name.
It does, but you need something a little bit more. I've been working on something for you.
Oh, do tell.
So she takes you to, she actually just brings it out with her. It's basically, it's not quite combat armor, but it's like a combat suit.
Okay.
So what that's going to do is you can't have the protect suit on it. You can have the protect vest. That thing gives you like your +3 or whatever. But this combat suit will give you, its base damage reduction is 11.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that'll bump you up a little bit there.
Gave this to him?
Yes.
Does she put it on him?
No. Absolutely not.
Is this a slow motion montage?
I mean, she could have
Careless Whisper play somewhere in the distance.
No, it is.
And then I'm side eyeing you. Yes.
The hands over the shoulders gently button.
This isn't Ghost.
I hug the gun she gives me.
That was just Squid's mental headcanon.
Yeah, it's weird. None of that happened, but it happened in Squid's head.
Ooh.
So you have that now. You have your combat suit. So
thank you. This is awesome.
So now you have that. So you're a little more protected. So a little less risk of dying now.
I like not dying.
So you guys all have you're all kitted up now. So here's the big question. Are you going to leave Vasquez on the ship to protect Rami? Or are you going to bring her with you guys and leave him by himself? Because HK is currently off just having a fun time.
Rami
has some skills, but Rami also needs babysitting. We saw what happened last time. Yeah. Although Vasquez was there last time.
We could have HK reign in his perimeter to protect the area around the ship.
I'm okay with either or, because if you feel Rami needs to have protection, I'll let you make. I mean, if you want to make that call,
I'd feel more comfortable if Vasquez stayed here. But
cool.
Also for the ship's protection too, because remember when we were being targeted by the Crimson Syndicate, it was the ship, not us.
That's very true.
That's what they want. So if this is potentially an opportune time, if we're being shadowed, they might be coming for us. So I think leaving some protection for the ship is important.
It's a good point.
We are pretty close to their territory.
Good point.
Vasquez will stay behind and protect the ship and protect Rami. Okay.
Does Vasquez have a remote or walkie-talkie?
Yeah, she'll be in the ship, so I mean, you'll be able to talk to her from there.
We had comms with them. In a lot of instances.
She just wasn't able to answer last time because she was dealing with their own personal siege.
She was busy.
So
if that happens again, give us a heads up. Hey,
I'll do what I can. The last time it was pretty out of fucking nowhere.
That's fair.
Okay. So that's all taken care of there. So would you guys like to go ahead and make your beginning journey?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes, we're strapped up. Let's go.
Let's walk out.
I press,
slow motion.
I wanna press the opening door, the open door button.
The smoke comes out.
The synth wave begins.
Yeah.
Yes. The synth wave music.
So you guys walk out of the ship.
Before we leave, I want to have Nelly download that route into my digital interface so I can have
it. I thought you were talking about the Nelly.
The Nelly. I'm going to talk to the Nelly.
He does that no problem. So you've got in your glasses, it's a little
excellent
digital route there. So so you guys start your walking. It's pretty uneventful for a little bit of it. But as you're walking through, you're keeping points, you're checking everything, all that good stuff. You hear a very familiar kind of animalistic noise that the sensors couldn't quite pick up on these life signs. It is those dragon ape things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with the leather pants?
No, that's a different thing.
No, that's the one we have.
We're gonna say okay.
We didn't get a sample of these guys.
Yeah.
The one I wanted to be friends with.
Yes,
the
one. This one. Okay.
Well, make sure you're closer to it too, Richard.
Yes, yeah.
And there are six of these things.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
No.
That's
now. Granted, only four of them seem to actually see you. The other two are just kind of milling about. It looks like they're eating someone.
So these aren't like pack animals. We're not dealing with them coordinating and hunting us.
No, you just happen to walk into their line of sight. Actually, we'll say those two, they're fighting each other.
Okay.
So clearly they are not pack animals in the slightest. They are just, they're bored.
So there's suddenly no zombies for them to massacre.
Yeah, because someone else took care of that. there's enough space that if you're you may be able to circumvent them because they haven't made a move on you yet.
Yeah. Can we see a way to,
but they're not in your way like the last ones were.
Oh, okay.
They're kind of like in a big, open, side kind of street. It is not the same way that you need to go, but they are not approaching you yet.
I mean, I've got a sniper rifle. I could just do a pew, 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 pew.
Of six of them. Also, we don't have to fight it. We could just ignore it and try to just stealth.
No, four of them, because the other two are going to take care of itself. They're both going to die, probably.
What do we know about these things?
You can't befriend them. So that is one thing you can't do.
Does Traveler have any kind of animal friendship thing?
I have animals at zero, but these are not animals.
They have that. Yeah, these are not normal animals, though. That would be a different skill.
Yeah, pretty much. Abomination skill, actually.
So yeah, there is. As far as you guys are aware, there is really these things only just exist to kill things, including themselves. Apparently.
Yeah.
We don't get the sense that they used to be human, because the other ones, we were fairly confident that used to be people.
And kind of an idea that they may have been people, or they could have just been some other animal that, got turned into a crazy monster.
Not be a bad idea to get a sample so that we can pick them up more clearly on sensors moving forward. But yeah, we don't necessarily have to.
I just feel like if we take care of them now, we're not going to have to deal with them later.
Also very true. If for some reason on our way back, they move to block our path and we have to deal with them and potentially whatever is coming behind us.
All right.
Can I do it?
You want the sample?
Getting information? Or are you pot shotting?
I thought both. I would just try and pick.
No, yeah, let's do both. You open fire. Let's get into a formation. Let me get in the front.
Okay.
Okay, so ladies.
Before you guys just plan a little bit more, please. you're on a street with buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the noise is going to.
But this. Okay.
So, but you don't necessarily need to be on the ground.
Climbing kit. Let's go.
Or just go into the building and take the stairs.
It's always
can I take My climbing kit. No, God.
I think I know what you're wanting to do.
You basically want to perch with your climbing kit against like, the wall of a building.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just going to wall hang.
Absolutely, you can do that.
All right.
I'll meet you guys on whatever floor you're going to be in.
Oh. So, all right. Well, Spider-Man over there is going to do her thing.
Yeah. You think, I mean, you didn't really see these things in action before. I mean, it looks like they could jump. You'd feel like, give me a recon intelligence roll, please.
Oh.
I rolled a flat 4. Recon. 1.
That's 5.
5. And then intelligence is 1.
So 6. Yeah, you think if you get up to like this, it's only like a 3-story building tonight, but if you get up to like the 2nd story, you might be able to stay out of potential jumping range.
Cool. Even if I was like 6 feet off the ground, I'd be like, nice.
Yeah, that's why I made you roll. Because I knew if I asked you, you'd only be like 2 feet off. But
this is fine.
So yeah, you're able to get yourself perched up with the climbing kit and go on ahead.
Well, do we want to go on an opposite building that can see her so that when they start to move towards her?
You have to be closer to them is the problem.
We can do two and two. Have somebody stay. That way we're not isolating her.
Okay.
Or get on the roof.
No. All right, yeah. Get on the roof. Okay. Just get on the roof of the building. Provide cover if anyone gets too close to her.
Do we have roof access through this building?
You can get it pretty easily.
Is there anything still moving around inside this place?
Not in this one.
Okay.
But only HK made his way through here, but it just looks like no one was in here and got zombified. So, okay.
Definitely not looting.
No, not at all.
Oh, and I had a +2 on climb checks.
That's fine. You don't need to make a climb check on this one because it was just a cool idea. Okay. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So I want you to go ahead and make your gun combat and dex roll, please.
4
Gun combat? Mm-hmm. It's a skill.
Oh, okay.
Slug.
Eight.
Okay, that is exactly what you needed. So that will hit one of them. Go ahead and roll your damage, which I believe is, 5 dice for that? So.
25
25.
So that one is dead. The one you shot.
I just give them all a thumbs up.
So what you do see though, when that one collapses, the other two, by the way, the two that were fighting in the time it took to get stuff and everything, one of them did emerge the victor. The other one is dead. So it's just on the ground, you know, as a corpse. The other one's beat up pretty bad too. How long it takes for these things to heal, who knows? So now the other three remaining ones, they see their other companion. They see the other monster thing go down. And because they don't really see you super well, and they just saw his head just kind of pop.
Oh, headshot.
That much damage. I'm going to say it's a headshot.
Absolutely. Nice. Headshot.
The remaining three actually run away.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
good.
So we're establishing authority in the area.
Well, temporary authority. So you have 2 dead ones you can take a sample from. So
perfect.
I'll say you've got whatever you need to harvest the blood from it, and you're good.
I will mark down Gorilla Komodo Dragon blood sample.
So now that is taken care of. I guess assuming you guys are just going to press on forward to
more towards the SOS.
Yep.
Again, definitely not looting. Also, what was in that building?
It was an office building. Okay. So it's just going to be like just random.
This was military?
No, this is a planet. This is a city.
Okay. So, but do
the
we
military
know?
Was here.
Okay.
Is here. You just haven't come across any Marine.
Okay.
corpses yet gotcha. To loot energy weapons off of.
What? I wasn't looking for that.
Yeah, you absolutely weren't. But you guys make it a little bit further down the way. You guys don't encounter anything else for a little bit. There are some other buildings, some office buildings, things like that. Make a intelligence recon check, please.
Me.
Yes. Okay. Whoever has it too can make the roll as well.
Oh, two sixes.
It's not going to matter, most likely. Okay. What's the whole thing, though? I don't remember if you have a...
I don't have... I have zero for recon.
But you have one in recon. What?
She might just have zero. She just has...
Oh, no, you're right.
Oh,
yeah.
13, 14.
It's actually an exceptional success, then.
Right.
Your recon, you can see... from what you can see, the SOS building pretty clearly. There are... quite a few zombies in front of it. HK clearly didn't give a damn about the SOS signal. He is just having fun. You can faintly hear in the distance every so often laser
muffled
blasts
slaughter
going off.
Noises.
Yeah, you can hear, and occasionally you hear what sounds like robotic laughter.
I imagine it sounds like that.
Yes.
What is robotic laughter?
Well, no, here's the thing though, like when you hear it. Like, it's not like HK's normal, like, deadpan way of speaking. Like, it sounds like genuine, like, mirthful laughter.
Oh, it's because he can inflect. We've established yes. He can use emotional inflection.
Yes. So, but like, he's talking normally. He just doesn't do that. But it actually sounds like genuine, like, a human being is laughing. And you can just hear these little pew-pew noises going off in the distance as well.
That thing lives with us.
Does it? It could just live here.
But you can see the building. It's a tall, very tall building. Not like the tallest building in the city, but it's a good size. Given the influx of the fact there's a bunch of zombies and most likely monsters and stuff in here. Most likely there are going to be people in here. So,
okay, we're going that building. The SOS is going from that building. There are zombies outside. We need to be careful, but
enough that we can't sneak by.
You guys should be able to sneak by it without much issue. You might have to get a little creative with how you do it, but getting there shouldn't be a problem. With that great of a roll, I'll actually say you can find a path.
There's a clear path. Like,
you'll have to probably stealth kill a few things along the way.
Got it.
Since it's a good thing several of you have melee weapons. Your chain drive sword is not a stealthy weapon.
I do have the static blade.
You do have the static blade. That is a very stealthy weapon.
I think we could sneak by.
Perfect.
Okay.
So, are there any biotech buildings in the area?
None that you walked by. There are some in the city.
Okay.
But you're not, this direct path that the sensor reading gave you didn't take you by any.
Point to you guys. Do we want to, after we investigate this and, you know, if there's anybody that we can assist getting them to safety, do we want to go see if we can investigate any biotech? Maybe we can find some answers.
We could see, yes, sure.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. As long as when we're leaving this SOS, we're not running for our lives. You know, like...
That would take priority.
That would take priority.
Yeah, that makes sense. So since Astrid was able to point out a nice, safe-ish path, whoever happens to have a silent melee weapon, I would like for you to make a melee blade strength roll, please.
Melee blade strength. All right, yeah, I've got static. Nine.
Perfect. You're able to quietly dispatch some of the zombies.
Perfect.
That are on the way, or the ones that are in your path. Nice. And you are able to make it pretty safely to the building. I mean, it is really unnerving looking behind you and seeing all these, you know, dead guys pounding against a different entrance to the building. Though they aren't getting in, it looks like, at least at this moment, they aren't. And then when you guys make it into this building, it's kind of you're in the reception area. There are definitely some zombies shambling around in there. Yeah. Can't tell too much else at the moment. And that is when the alert changes from that general just kind of SOS you were getting. That says, now survivors, we are, or attention other survivors, we are in the basement of the building. There are survivors on the upper floors as well. They've not been able to make it there. Anyone coming for rescue, this is where we are. We are in these two different places. The other survivors are on the middle floor somewhere, held up in a safe room, and then the rest of us are in the basement, held up in a different safe room. And it just repeats that until you turn it off.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
My gut says to get the people in the middle down in the basement.
That was my instinct too, but then he said, it said safe room, so I wonder if that's...
And I guess, like, being higher up is better than being on the ground when it comes to zombies.
Either way, we've got to get them out of the building.
Yeah.
Because they can't live here. We've got to get them to the ship.
No, is the path back to the ship cleared?
Can we call HK back here?
Do we have a way to call HK back?
Yeah, he's got communications. Yeah. He's built in.
That's right.
Let's call him to the building.
Escort mission for HK.
Yeah. All right. HK, come in.
Greetings, yes.
I trust you're having fun out there.
I'm having a fantastic time. I hope you are having a fantastic time as well, Kaelin.
Well, I promise you'll be able to do more of that, but I need you right now to help us on a mission.
And what mission is that? Are there more meat bags to kill?
There definitely will be.
Fantastic. Where do I go?
Hold, please. Do we want to get HK, like, the folks in the middle of the building?
We want him to secure the area.
If he could come clear the front entrance, yes.
Oh, okay.
And then clear the path.
I don't know that he needs to be the one breaking in.
Breaking in? Okay, yeah.
Freeing anybody that's captive.
He might kill them.
HK, I'm sending you coordinates of our location. You'll see a building, and I describe what the building looks like.
Okay.
Please clear an immediate perimeter around this building and make sure there are no meatbags there to attack us, harm us, and the folks that we will be saving on the inside.
Analyzing route, it'll take me approximately 32 minutes to get there.
Thank you very much.
And to clear the perimeter.
You're the best, HK. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm having a grand time, and you hear more laser blast sounds going off.
Great.
And robot cackling.
Right.
So, this still, however...
We should find a way to get... Can he get samples uploaded, similar to the way that we have the sensors, so that he can identify things...
You would have to, like, actually put it in him, most likely.
We'll have to see if he's willing later for you to update.
He did say no when you asked to look inside his head before.
But I think if you sweetened the pot enough of what it could get him, he might be interested.
That's true.
Now, there is an option that you guys haven't contemplated yet. There are two locations, and there are four of you.
I know, splitting the party.
No, but we have 32 minutes to get the people, to kill the zombies in this building, basically, to clear the inside while he clears the outside.
That's true.
Yeah, we might actually need to split up. So that we can.
I was thinking we go to the basement and see if there's anyone who's armed and willing to help us, since that's closer and that's where most of the people are.
That's true. It is good. We're on the first floor.
Yeah, and with zombies, there's strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. Let's just all head to the basement and see if we can help them and arm them.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. For just individual zombies on their own, I'm not going to make you roll for this just because they go down pretty easily with how kitted out you guys are. You're able to kind of dispatch the ones on your way to the stairs leading to the basement. And as you descend, again, descending down the stairs, very, very simple. It's kind of a big, kind of open basement, like utility corridors and things like that. And as you open up the door, you can actually see there are signs that do point to safe room. And as you are looking at those signs, you see a couple of things kind of walk out from the shadows. Not humanoids, not humans. They're walking on two legs. They're bipedal. It is probably about yay tall, about 3 feet, 4 feet tall, has mouse-like features, big ol' ears, and it is carrying, it looks pretty grayscale.
Like is it cute? Like, it is it cute?
It may have been at one point if it wasn't a horrible looking monster.
Okay.
Does it have a little bone captain's hat?
It does not. it does not, but it looks like one could fit on its head.
God.
And it is dragging a steel pipe.
Of course it is. Just one? Or a few of them?
Just two of them.
Two of them.
Okay, so I like want to like good. Kneel down and like go.
Yeah, that tracks. I see no reason why she wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't see a reason why Astrid is trying to befriend this thing.
The lead pipe drags behind it.
Yes.
I mean,
is it walking towards us?
Yeah, they're walking to you.
Can I get any kind of energy vibe check? Like, are they? Are they scared?
Are they scared?
Yeah.
No.
They're not scared?
Okay. No. And as you're analyzing the situation of a public domain figure approaching you, one of them starts...
I get it now. It clicked.
Been planning that for months. One of them starts to run, still dragging the pipe.
I open my expendable shield.
Okay.
Nice.
And it is going to... Oh, no, I forgot my D4 of destiny.
I was like, I don't have time to react.
Mickey, no!
Willie,
no! Sorry, Disney.
I'll fix it, don't worry.
That was great.
It's going to attack you.
I didn't have time to react. No.
You haven't had time to pull your shield out.
Okay, I'll pull my shield out.
Because you would have seen him do it, yeah. but it is going to swing at you with the pipe.
No. I was like, the music is not...
Except it's all weird and distorted and gross.
Just like this guy.
So
yeah.
It hits you.
Oh, no.
And so this is before your damage reduction, that is 13.
All right, my damage reduction is 16, so...
Oh, nice.
Perfect. So you...
My shield.
Wow.
You block it. The other one takes after its friend, and it will also... it's going to take a swing at one of you guys, too, before you guys get your moment to retaliate. Oh, this probably isn't going to do too much. It's swinging at you, Kaelin.
Okay.
Hooray.
My whistling attracted it.
Please... Please don't whistle ever again while I'm wearing headphones, please.
Oh, sorry. So, I'm so sorry.
Really just don't whistle in my presence ever again.
That's my bad.
He hits you too, but we're going to see if it does any damage. Okay. Answer's probably not going to be. Yeah, there's no way this did anything to you. That's a whopping 13.
All right, my combat armor is...
Yeah, that didn't even... You didn't even need your shield for that. You just tank it.
Yeah, can I just watch it half, like, hit me?
Yeah, ding. You can absolutely do that. So you both, the two of you now have the Steamboat Willies in front of you. So what would you like to do?
I'm going to grab my stunner. Do they seem mechanical or...
No, they're flesh and
flesh
blood.
Flesh and blood. Okay, no, I'm going to grab my stunner and just be like, get off! And just try to stun it in front
Roll,
of me.
Roll gun combat and dex.
7?
Not enough.
Oh, no, but I have 1, 8.
Oh, then that does it.
Sorry. I rolled a 7 plus 1 gun combat is 8.
Yes.
It's also plus dex.
Actually, wait,
I
no.
Have 0 dex.
You actually don't because it's an energy weapon, not a slug weapon.
Yeah, so what do I use for energy weapons?
Nothing. You just have 0.
So it is just a 7.
So that does not hit.
So it just goes wide.
Yeah, just goes wide. What about you, Kaelin?
Well, I've got my static blade out, so I'll go ahead and try to hit it with that.
Melee blade strength.
9 again.
Perfect, and that it succeeds with an effect of 1, so whatever your damage is, add 1 more point of damage to it.
Okay.
Okay, so that does a pretty good wallop on him, but he is still doing okay.
Oh.
What? Can I Can I chain drive sword?
Yeah, the stealth is not an option. You're fine with that. So yeah, you can chain drive them.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Smack them. Strength and melee.
Nine.
That also succeeds by an effect of one. So go ahead and roll the chain drive damage.
Eleven.
Okay. What was the armor piercing on the static blade?
Oh, six.
Six. Okay. So it did a little bit more damage than I said it did. Still looks like it's okay. Just a little more beaten. What's your armor piercing on the chain drive sword?
Armor piercing.
AP.
Oh, six.
Six. Okay. And what was your damage again?
11.
Okay. So was it the one that was on Kaelin or was it the one that was on Aster?
The one on Kaelin.
Okay. So he's much more roughed up looking now.
Okay.
I'll cover you.
Squid.
Awesome. So it's been a while. Remind me again, when I'm marking something, can I do that and fire at it?
Yes, I'll say you can do that. Okay. And you get your aim bonus and all that. So I think it's cool. Like a +2 to the thing.
Yeah,
so
it goes from +1 to +3.
Yeah. So which one are you shooting at?
I'm going to go for the injured one just to see if we can.
Yeah.
And it's Dex and Slug, right?
Correct.
A 10.
That'll hit succeed by an effect of 2. So,
oh, wait, does the...
Oh, that's where that counts, yeah. So that's actually going to be like a 13 then. Okay, so it succeeds by an effect of 5.
Okay.
That's an additional 5 damage.
Ooh. Mm. +21.
Okay, and does that flechette or whatever gun you have, does that have armor piercing?
It does not.
Okay, so it absorbs some of it, but I mean, you dealt a lot of damage to it. So it's looking a little more worse for wear, but it's still up.
Jeez.
And everyone has had a round, so the one on you, Aster, is going to swing at you again. It's a 10, so that's
it. Says that I can parry with my shield.
I don't know what the rules are.
I'm reading the rules, and it says I can roll a melee check as a negative to your attack roll, but I then have a -1 on all my skill checks for the next round.
Okay, if you want to give that a shot.
That is cool.
What's your melee score, though?
I don't have a melee score, but it says while using the shield, your melee score is 0.
Okay, so then just roll 2.
It's literally just a flat roll, yeah. And so I don't know if it'll even help.
Yeah, we'll
see. So you rolled a 10, and I'm rolled a 6.
So that's actually enough. You are able to deflect the blow with your shield.
Yeah, so I basically pull the cactus shield and smack it out of the way, but then I'm sort of reeling. And
yes. Yeah. So that means the same rules apply to you as well, though you'll have a -1 to your attacks if you want to try and... Okay. Let's see if it hits first. You may not even need to do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling saucy. I'm just watching this lead pipe come at me.
I do hit with a 12. So,
a 12?
So it's up to you if you want to just see if you can tank the damage or if you just want to try and parry it off from here.
I will try to.
Okay, so just roll melee.
Scary.
Yeah.
8.
Okay, yeah, that's enough to bring that down. So now you'll just have a minus. You both will have -1s to your attack rolls, basically, which are now. So, well,
Do you have any melee? You could actually add to yours. I couldn't add to mine.
He doesn't. You would need shield for that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Paul.
This one.
You can attack. You can try and zap.
Oh, it's up to me now? Yeah, okay, yes, yes. I'm going to try to zip zapperoo. I guess it's a flat roll because of the -1. Oh, but I rolled a 9.
That still hits.
Nice.
That's right, with a +1 as well.
There we go.
So this is, remember, the stunner is a little weird. It doesn't really do damage. It's trying to reduce your endurance to 0. Right. So I roll 3D and you reduce your endurance.
Huh.
And that is 9 less of your endurance.
It takes it. Like, it definitely... Because it doesn't armor pierce or anything like that. No. So I mean, it definitely absorbs a good chunk of that, but yeah, it's a little singed.
It's a little jiggedied up.
Doesn't smell very nice. You may attack now.
All right. We're going to static blade once all more. Right. I'm at a -1. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
4, 5, 6, 7, 6. Okay, so that doesn't hit.
Gosh.
You hit the ground.
Okay.
It gets out of the way. So now, Astrid, if you'd like to shoot it.
Yes, I'm going to shoot it.
Or your chain drive sword. I'm sorry. Probably don't want to shoot it.
Okay.
You can do either one. I don't really care. So if you want to shoot it, you can. If you want to chain drive sword it.
Since I'm close, I'm going to do the sword.
Okay.
So I'll use the same thing.
Probably still going to hit.
And it's strength?
Yes.
10.
Yes. With an effect of 2. So go ahead and roll your damage.
10.
So yeah, your chain drive sword, you get it right on the neck area and it just kind of chains it right on off.
Oh,
grizzly.
So now there's just Squid. There's just the one left that's on.
Remind me never to piss you off. All right. Yeah, I'll try to shoot. Do I have to retarget since it's a new one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do that. 10.
Yeah, that still hits with an effect of 2. So
that'll be 15.
Okay. So, I mean, it's kind of like before. I mean, you do get a good chunk into it, but it seems like it's absorbing the impact of that. Like it has some kind of natural armor built into it or something.
Skin's really tough on these guys.
So now it's back to this thing. It's only one on its own, but it is still dead set on murdering Aster. Ooh. So that is a 14.
I'm just going to try to tank this.
He's going to try and tank it. Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Not worth the roll.
That's too many. Sorry, I got an effect. Extra damage on you. Oh, you probably should have deflected that. That is 19 damage before your damage reduction.
I have 16 reductions, so 3 off the endurance.
Yep. But it's the only
Astrid.
One.
I'm coming. I don't know how close
are you guys are. You can get there. It's
right
basically now. Just turning around and dunk.
We're in a hallway, right?
So yeah, it's a good sized hallway, okay. But you know, it's like a Hollywood sized hallway.
We're in a hallway.
All right, back to you though. You can zap it if you wish.
Can I try to shove it away from me?
Sure. I believe that is going to be a strength melee move.
This is not going to go well, but I have a shield, so at least my melee is 0.
Only when you're parrying.
Oh, well, then this is going to not go well, but I am panicked. So I'm going to try to shove. This will be -4.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's just -3 because you didn't.
I have a -1 for strength.
Oh, well, never mind. Then it is -4.
Oh, boy.
I got a 5 minus.
4.
4 is 1. So it's more of a frantic flapping.
Yeah, like,
oh. Oh no.
That is an exceptional failure.
Oh no.
No! This can't be how you go.
No.
So basically what happens when you shove, yeah, I mean, fortunately you weren't like trying to do anything too dramatic.
No.
Basically when you shove him, like he doesn't move. But you fall back completely.
Yes, yeah, so I'm probably prone
on
the ground.
You are now completely prone.
Yeah. The whimpering for Astrid continues.
Astrid!
He's just standing over you with a metal pipe.
Kaylin,
menacingly.
You may attack this thing.
Okay.
Banner. Doctor's down.
What are the grappling rules?
I believe it is a melee strength. And it's a contested roll, from what I remember.
It's melee. Okay. And is it a specific melee?
It would be like unarmed or something like that. So your blade won't work because you need your...
Okay. Well, I will try to strike it with my static blade.
Though. Go for it.
10.
That succeeds with an effect of 2. So add 2 more damage to whatever you roll. Nice.
Nice.
So 20, because my static blade's damage is 3d6 plus 2.
Yeah. Oh, right. So that would add 2 to that, then 2 more to that. So yeah,
so
that's 20.
Oh,
and the armor piercing.
Yeah. So, I mean, you deal a good chunk to this one. It's looking a little more haggard. So
that's it.
Oh my God. And this is Steamboat Willie.
Mm-hmm.
What else left of him?
I feel like I'm hovering below him on the ground and like a sword
comes through his chest near my head and like,
you can attack him if you wish.
But then he doesn't die. He just kind of looks around.
Yeah.
I'm going to chain drive sword it.
Okay. Oh my.
11?
Yeah, that hits. Okay. Succeeds with an effect of 3.
I'm coming, bestie.
So whatever you roll for damage, add 3 more to it.
Oh. 17.
All right. Yeah, so you... that's actually enough for that. You're nice. Able to get through the armor the rest of the way. This was a little bit more of a clean, not quite as brutal death as the other one. But it's down. It is deceased.
He's dead? Nice. Yep. Nice job. You okay?
I'm all right. That didn't. Let's get to the people.
Help Astra to his feet.
We need a sample of this public domain
these
character.
Are nasty. Do we need these?
So the two steamboat willies are dead. So, because I can legally say that. So they are deceased. What would you guys? There's, like I said, there's some signs that are like regular, like when the building was installed, signs saying where the safe house is, and there's some like hand, like arrows pointing in the correct direction as well too.
Helpful.
Indeed.
I help you. I help Aster up.
Yes, thank you. Let's hurry on to the survivors.
Let's do it.
Yep. Indeed. Are you okay?
I'm all right. I'm just a little dinged.
As you guys are walking down there, HK does radio back in saying, "It's been 5 minutes, guys. I am on my way still."
Having so much fun.
It's been 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes.
And,
and
you just hear the... Pshur, pshur, pshur.
No worries, HK. Thanks for coming.
And then you hear like a really just meaty metal punch.
Ew.
He's clearly punching something now. So you guys make it. So the safe house door, it's a big red door. And it is an older, it's not like an automated door. It's got a spinny thing on it.
Big old lock.
Yeah.
Spin lock.
Yeah. And there's like a little slat in it that is closed currently, but it looks like it can be open from the inside.
Sure.
If need be. So
I just go ahead and knock.
Okay. You hear a woman's voice from behind the door go, who's that?
We are the crew of the Cosmic Orca and we're here to help.
Oh. I don't know what that means, but I mean, I know what you're here to help means. Awesome. Hold on just a moment, please. And then the slat never opens, but then you see the big spinny thing doesn't start moving, but you can hear it like on the inside. And
no verification.
And eventually it swings out. So you guys have to back up a little bit so you don't get hit by this giant, you know, steel door.
Uh-huh.
And then inside there is just like a woman wearing like really tattered looking office clothes. And there's about a dozen people in there of various ages, some children, some adults. You know, they all look scared, dirty, gross, you know, all that kind of stuff.
How long have you guys been in here?
It's been about a week.
Oh, wow.
I'm so glad someone finally heard the SOS, though. That's great.
We're sorry nobody could get here sooner, but we're happy to help you.
We appreciate it. Have you gone upstairs yet?
Not yet. Which, I hate to ask, but is there any able-bodied people among you all that's willing to help us get to them?
She kind of looks around. I mean, there's a couple people that might look like it. I would like for you... Aster,
yes,
to make a science roll. Do you have anything for like human psychology in there?
I have biology, genetics, and xenology, which is like space.
We'll allow this to be biology. Okay. It's not quite close enough, but it'll get the job done. Make it in whatever's better, intelligence, education, and biology roll.
Plus 4, 8.
That's enough. That's all you needed. These guys have been through some shit. So you would surmise that most likely asking them to go upstairs to help with this is not going to do a good thing for their sanity.
Yes, I think I'll grab the commander's elbow and just sort of pull him back into the hallway and be like, "Commander, I think actually just Just a quick assessment. I think that there's a lot of shock happening in these people. They'd be more of a liability than a help. I think we let them hole up here until HK has cleared it out.
Understood. Thank you, Aster.
Can I poke my head over? They can't stay here. We got to get them at least to the first floor. Would it make sense to have one or two of us stay behind and protect them while the rest go up to the next floor to help?
I'll stay behind.
True. Astrid probably could carry herself to protect them.
Or the commander. He's outfitted well enough to take a few hits.
If y'all are cool with that.
Because we cleared the zombies on the main floor, so we could post up close to the front door and wait for us to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You three want to go ahead.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So you guys can make it back to the main lobby, no problem. The Steamboat Willies are very dead. They don't twitch or anything like that when you walk by. It's kind of weird and gross and unnerving.
Really?
Ew.
And then...
Can you stab them one more time just to
make sure
what if they stood back up?
So you guys, you make it back up, no problem, to the ground floor. So the three of you then, I assume, are going to make your way up. Okay. So the elevator's down, obviously. Very minimal power in this place. And you are the lady that rescued you guys talked to first. She tells you that they're on floor 6. Of an 18-story building, so not too high up, but you did take 6 flights of steps, which is not fun, but it's not, fortunately, super high that you have to make endurance rolls or anything that to make sure.
Does she know what's beyond floor 6? Like, not more safe rooms, but could there be people to hold up in offices or anything?
Possibly, but she's not sure. There could be more survivors, but typically protocol here was to go to the safe, whatever safe room was closest to you. But those are the only two in the building.
I don't know if this is possible because it might be something that could do in the future. But you tell me if it's something that just kind of is a thing that it can be done. The intelligent interface, can it be calibrated to view heat signatures?
You would need to take some time to do that, but I think it would. But it's not something you can do on the fly.
Okay.
You would need to get some stuff to be able. Gotcha. I would actually say it's not even. Yeah, I would say it's part of the intelligence interface, but yeah, you'd need to get a different program for that. Okay. So I'll say it's possible, just not where you're at currently.
Okay.
So yeah, you make it up the 6 flights of steps with little resistance and difficulty, and. As you open up the door, it is a much more traditional kind of office building. You have to force the door because it is an automated door. There's a handle, though, it pulls out and you slide it off to the side. As you are looking out, like I said, normal office, and it's kind of the same thing. There's a sign that points to safe room, and no hand-drawn signs this time, though. And there's just a few, you know, zombies, you know, just chilling out and mingling around. There is one sitting at a computer terminal, though. The computer terminal's not on, but it just has its hands on the keyboard, not doing anything.
Worker zombie?
Yeah. It's not working, though.
One seems like we could be friends with it.
Certainly try. You're able to make it to the safe room. It's the same kind of door. It's a big red door with a little slat in it. And it is also sealed up airtight. Who would like to knock?
I'll go ahead and knock.
Yep. You hear a much gruffer voice say, yeah, what do you want?
The SOS. Oh, this is the squid of the Cosmic Orca. We're here to get any survivors out safely as we can.
It's a weird theme naming. Okay.
It's true.
It's weird. Hey, buddy, if you don't need the help.
It's been a rough week. I apologize.
I get that.
That's ready to go.
So he's like, hold on. And then you hear the same spinning noise like before. There's like 50 people in here.
Oh, wow. Have the space, like, I guess in the, maybe in the cargo hold?
That's pretty much the only place these people will be able to fit. Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, yes. You have the room for it. It's going to stretch your resources real thin.
Yeah.
And also to get these people somewhere safe, you'll have to turn back.
What does it smell like? Did we see any other ships?
Oh, it's bad.
Did we see any other ships? Could
I mean, there were some other like small ships, but if anyone had the ability to fly them, it doesn't seem like these people are spacers. These are just office drones, basically. Gotcha. So,
okay. Yep. Yeah, we cleared out a lot of the zombies. If you guys want to follow us, we'll get you downstairs.
Okay. Yeah. So they're more than happy to pack up, and we'll cut back down to the ground floor here. And, you're just kind of mingling there with them.
Sure. I'm like trying to get people to calm down, trying to get them back into the right mindset.
Yeah. As that's going on, you hear the sound of HK's laser carbine getting louder as he's getting closer. And then it eventually reaches a point where you see him kind of just going through. He's marching directly through the zombies you guys snuck around, and it's just taking care of them.
You said there's kids here, right?
Yeah.
There's a window, I'm assuming, that we could see. So I'm like, hey, kids, check this out. See that? That's one of my friends.
And the kids kind of brighten up. It's like, you're friends with a robot?
Oh, yeah. His name is HK. You want to meet him later?
You're about to not have a choice, because as soon as HK finishes the last zombie off with the door, because it's just a glass, sliding door, he just walks into it.
He does.
Oh, and my just gosh. Shatters the glass.
I was like, okay,
completely
move.
Out.
Kid, there's broken glass now.
And
gosh darn it.
As HK walks in and you guys are making your way back down the steps at this point, so you hear this, you hear HK go, "Congratulations, meatbags. I am here to rescue you and bring you to safety."
Gosh.
That is what we said.
Do any of you enjoy violence? There's plenty of it on the return trip.
Oh,
okay. Oh. HK is of the utmost importance that no harm comes to these folks that we're escorting.
I will take care of the meat bags.
Very well. I turn back to the crew. He's like, he means well. It's not an insult to his kind.
I feel like the gruff guy at the upstairs safe room would have raised his hand for people who like violence.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, we should wait though.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, because I'm assuming we're talking on the remote. They're letting me know there's 50 people. So it's like, HK, please hold. We're waiting for more survivors with the rest of the crew.
Understood, Kaylin. I will wait for the rest.
Thank you.
And he looks over and's like, hello, little meatbags. Never seen children before.
Okay.
Huh.
Oh my god, they're probably so excited. Should we ask the people if there's anyone else that they know of that is stuck anywhere?
Yeah. So when you ask that question, they said that pretty much whoever was in that safe room and the one down below pretty much are the only ones that were able to survive. Anyone up above, I mean, you are welcome to scour each floor for more survivors, but it's been a week, and that SOS can be heard by anyone with a phone, so they would have known where to go in this building. So, okay. Most likely, no. There is no one left alive.
Okay.
You guys make it back down to the ground floor, to the ground floor, as you're hearing HK calling children little meat bags. Correct. And he's showing them the intricacies of the laser carbine he took, and telling them details that should not be told to small children about its capabilities. But HK seems happy. So, he's like, yes, more. Would you like me to escort them back to the ship?
Yes, please.
I can do that easily. I've cleared an excellent path. There's little violence. I apologize for that, but I can take them back to the ship. I've taken care of most of it in this. I cleared a good path for the return trip, so I can escort all 65 of these people. No problem. I'm going to put them in the cargo bay. I will assign them shelves.
Shelves.
Okay. Thank you very much. And then I also radio Vasquez to let her know, hey, HK is coming with 65 survivors. Please make sure that they're comfortable in the cargo bay.
We should have AI Fieri prepare something, even if it's just like small rations. That
he's
they
got
can...
a program for that. Yeah, okay. He's got a ration program, basically. So
perfect, just to get them hydrated. They've been in here in a week. They probably need something.
So HK looks at the humans and says, come, meat bags, make a formation, and we shall go to safety.
I'll bring up the rear, whatever the formation is. I feel like we should
also formation around them.
Yeah.
And not just send him at the front.
I agree.
Okay. Yes. Cool. Yes.
So we get them back. And then if we can...
Unless we need to play this out.
We look for...
Yes. You're not just going back to the ship.
We don't just get to go back to the ship.
So...
It's like we're starting with 65. How many will make it?
Yeah. Good luck.
Right.
So as you are leaving this office building, the SOS signal goes away. Someone turned it off as you were walking out. They probably were carrying it with them and they realized they should probably not have this thing going anymore. That is when, as you are walking, you're just kind of walking, you see a much bigger version of one of the Steamboat Willies kind of lumber out.
Oh my gosh.
But he looks real rough. HK, in a moment of surprise, is like, I do not understand this meat bag. And then just proceeds to start shooting it. Because he understands it's not friendly. But as he's shooting at it, and like I said, it's real rough looking, you hear a very distinct kind of noise. And not going to make anyone roll for this because you can see it. You see a dude. First, before you even see that, you actually see the thing's head just kind of go and then just kind of slide off and then hits the ground. And then you see a guy with a sword with a full like suit on land on the ground, does the 3-point landing.
Of course he does.
Oh my God.
Nice.
So, he hits the deck, hits the ground 3 points, sword hand out like that, you know, from where he did it. And he stands up, he gives the sword a little flourish and then sheathes it back in.
Squid just starts clapping.
and then he turns around, to face you guys.
<That's funny. laughs> He's standing there with shield and sword like, this guy's a nerd.
So he turns around to face you guys, and you can hear a sound from behind you, like with that same roaring noise from the, you know, the Komodo ape dragons. And you guys turn around to your horror. One is lunging at one of you. Doesn't actually matter for this purpose. But before its claws get at you, it stops in midair. And then it just kind of flies back away. And when you look back over at the guy, he kind of has his hand held up